The family of Dylan Taylor has filed a lawsuit against Salt Lake City and South Salt Lake City. Taylor was a 20-year-old Salt Lake City man who was shot and killed by a Salt Lake City police officer outside a convenience store last summer. The lawsuit also names individual police officers involved in the incident. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Dylan Taylor's aunt, Gina Thane, is hoping to change what she says is a broken police culture that begins in the early stages of training.
I think that law enforcement is out of control, and I believe that their training is really bizarre, and it creates an invincibility and an arrogance about them. And I believe that they're taking that out on the public.
Thane says her nephew's constitutional rights were not the only rights violated the day he was shot by Salt Lake City police officer Bron Cruz. Cruz says he believed Taylor was reaching for a gun before he shot him outside a 7-Eleven in South Salt Lake. The complaint says after Officer Cruz had killed Taylor, Taylor's brother Jarrell Taylor and his cousin Adam Thane were taken into custody and interrogated.
No crime, no weapons, no threats. But all of this happened. It's not okay.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker says he extends his sympathy to the Taylor family, but on Wednesday night, during a debate with his mayoral challenger Jackie Biskupski, he said he has reason to believe the officer feared for his safety.
We have an internal investigation. We have an independent civilian review board that is staffed outside of the police department, and the district attorney gets involved. All three of those in all of the Salt Lake City shootings concluded that force was justified.
South Salt Lake officials have so far declined to comment on the lawsuit. Whitney Evans, KUER News.